The Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day comes from Father John Putnam of St. Mark's Catholic Church of Huntersville.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord.
So there is a recurring theme that we see in the scriptures that we have in today's first reading especially, but obviously there's a connection with the gospel as well. And that's understanding the importance of following God's law in its fullness and in its purity. We see it in the passage where David, if you recall, had a census taken of the people, which was against what God wanted, and he was given a choice of plague or being pursued by his enemies or by something else. I don't remember what it is. But he chose plague because he said, better to place ourselves at God's disposal, right? Because God is merciful. So they chose the plague. Here with Susanna, even though she realized that she was in a bad situation that she probably couldn't get out of, she knew that she had to be faithful first and foremost to God. And God ultimately, of course, rescued her and showed the falsehood of what was going on. In the early church, we see the same thing in those who, rather than being martyred, were willing to throw some incense in front of the false gods. And the whole debate that took place in the early church about what was to be done with these lapsi, as they were called, the people who lapsed from their faith in Christ Jesus. So what is it that we should take away from it? Well, obviously, you know, we have an obligation always to follow God's law, even if we recognize that so doing might lead to inconvenience, might lead to suffering, might lead to persecution. Because in the end, you know, God's will is always going to be realized. God's will always come to pass either with us or despite us. And it's far better that we always stand on the side of that which is right and true. And it's a battle because the world is very big on compromising, especially it's big on compromising when it comes to morality, when it comes to basic Christian teaching. You know, I may, you know, strive to be, you know, the best Christian on Sunday morning, but if I need to, you know, make a backroom deal during the week in order to keep my job or to get ahead, well, that's just fine. And it's not. You know, we have to be authentic in the way we live. None of us does it perfectly. We're all sinners. We all fall short. But the point is, we always need to strive to live authentically as followers of Christ, whether it's in church, whether it's in our secular work, whether it is in the classroom, whether it is in the store. We always are called to live what we believe and not simply give lip service to the Lord, but actually put our faith in following what he asked of us.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.